This is the music of the New West Symphony. The Ventura County-based nonprofit is one of the largest performing arts organizations in the region. The symphony plays some of its concerts at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza and some at the Oxnard Performing Arts Center. It's one of a number of community groups which use that facility. But with the city of Oxnard financially strapped, the Oxnard Center is fighting to keep its doors open.
We have been at the Oxnard Performing Arts Center for 25 seasons now. And it is a beautiful venue with these amazing acoustics. It's got a beautiful backstage and dressing rooms for our artists. It's got free parking for our patrons. There are a lot of adjacent rooms where we hold different events around our concerts. And also, really importantly, it is located in an area where we have a lot of patrons.
The New West Symphony's Rebecca Rowling says there really isn't a good alternative of that size in Western Ventura County.
That's a really good question, and we are really challenged by that.
The crisis hit the more than half-century-old Oxnard facility this spring. Oxnard leaders had to find a way to cover a projected $9 million city budget shortfall. The original plan called for closing the Performing Arts Center and the Carnegie Art Museum. The city council moved to close the Carnegie, but with a number of events in the books, agreed to provide funding to keep the PAC open through the end of the year.
They don't want to close it. They don't want to sell it. They see it as an incredible resource for the community. They do want to see other options. So the city is going out for proposals later this summer for a potential new operator in early 2020.
Gary Blum is president of the Oxnard Performing Arts Center Corporation. It's the nonprofit corporation which currently runs the Performing Arts Center. He says the idea is to come up with a management plan to make the complex self-sufficient.
The city of Oxnard has always had to subsidize the Oxnard Performing Arts Center. That's not always been the goal, though, of the nonprofit that's been affiliated with it, but it's just what has been. The city's recent belt tightening on its budget pushed us to the position that the city had to look at other options of how to operate this.
Bump talks about what's happening to try to line up an operator.
It may be some type of combination, you know, a private operator and affiliated with existing nonprofit. The other opportunity, too, is for the nonprofit itself to submit a proposal, restructuring, of course, its budget and its fundraising goals and trying to get an endowment established and other things. So that's the other thing the board is looking at, is potentially throwing in their hat in the ring.
Blum says when the city council backed off from immediately closing the Performing Arts Center, it gave the community a shot at coming up with a new plan to keep it open. But the clock is ticking, an operator needs to be selected, and some major fundraising has to take place. Right now, there are no plans for 2020 events at the facility.
When the city initially was deciding to close the PAC, it realized there are a lot of events already on the books. So we were able to honor all of the events through 2019, but events that are in 2020 are being canceled. Well, hopefully, with whatever operator is taking over January 1st, those can be rescheduled and booked, but all of the existing contracts are being canceled from January 1 on.
The Performing Arts Center Corporation has already made one big move. After the city laid off the facility's general manager, the nonprofit operator of the complex hired Carolyn Marino Mullen as executive director. Plans called for the request for proposals to run the center to be released next month and an operator selected by November. But with the city apparently ending its subsidies for the complex, some nonprofits and the community will need to rally if the Performing Arts Center is going to keep its doors open. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.